And at this time in our pregame show, visiting with SEM head football coach Shane Hrasky, who joins us. Coach, first off, congratulations on making the state championship game. I'm sure you're very proud of what your kids have accomplished.
Yeah, so far so good. Happy to be here, but the ultimate goal is to win state this year, so we know we have one more game to win.
Coach, you had a great team a year ago that made it to the semifinals, came up just a little bit short in that game in the semis a year ago. Did that create motivation for your group coming into this season?
Yeah, I don't know if it added motivation, but it let these boys see what it was like to make it that far, what it takes to get to the state championship. So, yeah, they kind of knew what to expect coming into this year, and I think it has helped us.
Coach, I've got to go to your defense. These numbers that you're putting up defensively in the six-man game, they're amazing. I mean, you've surrendered a total of 21 points in three playoff games. Your defensive numbers all year have been outstanding. What have been the keys to the defensive success of your team?
Yeah, all season long, it starts with our front three. We got three guys up front that play really good football. They're big, they're fast, they're smart. Not very often in six-man football that your front three lead the team in tackles, but our guys play really good defense.
Offensively, you've really been able to put up some impressive numbers running the ball. I know Maddox Jones has kind of led you in that, but I know it takes blocking out on the perimeter to free guys up to make those runs. Just talk about the blocking of your team and the way that's opened things up for your run game this year.
Yeah, same thing on offense. Front three have been great this year. Been blocking really well. We got a fullback that blocks really good in space and in tight. He does a really good job. So yeah, as good as Maddox is, it doesn't happen without the guys blocking for him.
What are some of the intangibles, Coach, that have made this team special? I mean, we see some of the things that you're doing statistically, but beyond maybe some of the physical things, what are some of the other intangibles you think that have made this team as good as it is?
Yeah, we've got a good group of guys this year. We got five seniors. They're all pretty good leaders. Nobody's real vocal on our team. There's not really one guy that stands out. It's everybody just kind of motivating each other and keep reminding each other that, you know, the ultimate goal is to win state. So stay focused, and I think it's just a team effort. Everybody's doing a good job this year.
One thing that I love when we cover our area teams is the community support that they get, and I'm sure you guys have felt it. You only have to go to Kearney for the state championship game. I have a feeling a lot of your community is going to follow you there. I'm sure you've been appreciative of the support you've received this year.
Yeah, I expect to have a big crowd there. Like you said, it's at Kearney, and it's not a home game for us, but it feels like it. You know, in six-man, the way you could travel clear across the state, like, this is as close as it's going to get for us right here. So I expect to be a big crowd, and hopefully we'll have a lot of support there.
Talk a little bit about your opponent, Coach. You take on Hay Springs, who is playing just about as good as anybody right now in the six-man game, made an impressive run through the playoffs to be your opponent in the state championship. As you prepare for them and look at them on film, what are things that impress you about them, and what will be the keys for SEM to win the title?
Yeah, they've got two really good running backs. They run the ball really well. Their front three blocks well. And on defense, front three sets the tone. They're real similar to us, play the same style of football. They've got a quarterback that can throw it, and when they do throw it, it's very effective. So on offense, they're very balanced when they need to be, and defense, they're pretty stout. So I think we match up pretty good. It should be a good game.
Well, Coach, we congratulate you on the success this season. We look forward to watching the game on Friday, and we wish you and the kids the best of luck.
Yep, thank you.
Coach Shane Hrasky joining us on our pregame show.